Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jamie Knight, and I am a realtor with Real Broker right here in Cajun Country, Lafayette, Louisiana. The goal of this podcast is to add massive value by bringing insider access to our area's top agents and from agents around the South. My hope is that you take a few things away from their experiences to grow your own business. Y'all, I'm so excited to welcome a dear friend and fellow co-worker of mine here in the Lafayette, Louisiana market, Paige Gary. And Paige has been on the podcast a few different times, and
This is a three-peat.
And she's got so much value, and her and I are fellow podcast junkies. We call her Podcast Paige. But what we're talking about today is we're talking about luxury real estate. And this has been something that Paige and I have collabed on, but Paige is a absolute killer in the luxury space here in Lafayette. And she has so many things going for her lately when it comes to luxury real estate. So I'm excited to talk about luxury. Paige, let's get right into it. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Jamie.
And this is the first time I think that we recorded one on video, so people on YouTube can actually see that luxury face and that style that you've got. So loving it. So Paige, let's jump right into it. Let's talk about luxury. What is, off the top of your mind, what is the absolute most important thing if a realtor is considering luxury? What is the first advice that you'd give them when it comes to luxury?
Well, my first advice just in general is a phrase that I've kind of kept near and dear to my heart because this is exactly how I feel. Luxury should not be considered a price point. It should be considered an experience. I don't know who to credit that phrase to, but like I said, it's near and dear to my heart. I remind myself of this every day. I don't sell only million-dollar houses. I do sell some, but a lot of the houses that I sell, whether from the buy side or the listing side, some of them are to first-time home buyers. I want to and need to remind myself every time that the way that I treat a first-time home buyer needs to be exactly the same way that I treat a million-dollar buyer. That experience needs to be the same. My two favorite words are elevated and curated. And my goal is for these buyers and sellers to always, always, always feel like they have a special experience when they work with me, that it feels elevated, that it feels curated. I want to be the one that they call when they're ready to buy or sell in 7 years, as statistics show. So that's my number one goal. I don't think that everyone starts out as a luxury agent. I certainly didn't, but I did take some special steps to try to elevate my brand and try to showcase that I could sell, buy and sell in these luxury price points. As you know, my background is in interior design. My parents used to own an antique shop. I've lived interior design, you know, really my whole life. And that knowledge has really helped me in the luxury market. I'm able to tell the difference between marble, granite, quartzite, quartz, all of that stuff. I have that knowledge and I have that background. Knowledge is what people are looking for, especially in the luxury market.
Absolutely. So let's talk about an agent who maybe doesn't have that same level of background that you have. Maybe it's even a younger agent because, you know, a lot of people might look at your story and say, hey, Paige, you've been in the business forever, right? So, you know, obviously you're going to be in this luxury price point. But the reality is, right, you've only been in the business about 7 years, but you've been able to quickly establish yourself as one of the top luxury agents in our market. And if you look at the history of luxury sales in the Lafayette market, over the last 2 years, you have been a part of most of those luxury transactions, which I think is amazing. But speak to an agent who maybe is saying, like, I'm younger, maybe I don't have that design background and experience. What would you tell that agent to kind of set them on a path to maybe becoming a luxury agent?
Well, I'm going to state the obvious and say that I do believe my rise into the luxury market is attributable to my age. I think that people assume that I have experience, and I do have experience. I have life experience. Now I have 7 years of real estate experience under my belt. So I do have that experience relating specifically to real estate, but I have great life experience. A younger agent, a younger in age agent is going to probably struggle with that. And so I would suggest to that younger youthful agent that they just get educated. They need to follow somebody around. They need to, and look, established agents are always looking for help. I'm totally fine if I sat with an agent yesterday explaining, you know, the ins and outs of certain things. And we love to mentor. We love to show people around. We always can use the extra help. So that would be the number one thing for an agent, would be to follow an older, established agent. I shouldn't say older, but to follow an established agent, offer to run errands, offer to go put lockboxes on doors, offer to go pick up your Elevated branded print materials that you're using. That's really the best way. Experience is the best way to gain that knowledge and gain that trust, and then eventually move up into that market.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've done several other podcasts, and I encourage listeners to go back and listen to your other podcasts, because we broke down specific topics on your first one was Dress for Success and how you hold yourself and everything else. So we won't go too much into that. So I encourage people to go back and listen to that Dress for Success episode that we have. I'll also put that in the details of this podcast so people can go back and listen to that one. But also the Take Charge podcast. We did another one on taking charge in your real estate business. And I think that, in my opinion, that is one of the best things that you do. You hold yourself so extremely well. You hold yourself so professional, from the way you dress, the way that you speak, the way that you hold yourself, the way that you negotiate, even in a transaction, you know, which you and I have worked several transactions together. You hold yourself so well. So it's not a one thing too that I think defines what makes Paige successful. It's an elevated everything that you're doing that elevates the whole entire experience of working with you. So I've seen that over your growth over the last few years that we've known each other, is just seeing you elevate in every single aspect of your business, not just selling real estate or you didn't get lucky. I feel like you kind of just worked your way up into it from what I've seen.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, because like you said, we have done transactions together, and I love the fact that you use the word elevate. Every year end, when, you know, typically we do goal setting and we do planning, every year end, I choose a word. And elevate was my word 2 years ago. This year, my word is curate, because I love the idea of having a planned, curated, very intentional mindset when you go on to either when you're listing a house or when you're working with some buyers and you want to give them a curated experience. Examples of that would be, on a cold day, pick up some hot chocolate, offer to go run to Starbucks so that you can start your showings on time and with some warmth in your hand if it's cold. South Louisiana, that didn't happen very often, but you know, maybe a nice iced tea would be more appropriate. But all of these are ways that you can curate. Think an agent needs to think about how they can step outside of the box. We all know what a normal agent does, but what can we do to elevate our experience to where the buyer or seller feels like you're curating something for them? There are just tons of examples that you can use. I mean, I have an example. I realize I do have a luxury in that my children are older. I had to do a showing one time at 11:30 at night. Now, yes, it was a vacant house. It was the only time that fit for my buyer's needs. I had no problem with doing that. So it was absolutely worth it. In my mind, that's not a big deal. You just do what you have to do. But that would be just an example of going above and beyond. Of course, you have to be careful. You have to keep your boundaries. You don't want to let people take advantage of you. But I do think that there is a certain level of doing what is unexpected.
I like that. Just something different. So talk to us a little bit about social media and what you're putting out, because I do feel like branding is an element of what you're putting out. So speak to us about your branding. Like, what do you feel like is important when it comes to a true luxury brand? You know, is it colors? Is it style? Is it text? Is it overall presentation? Like, what's important to you? And I've seen you elevate your own social media and everything else. So talk to us a little bit about social media, what that looks like on your end, and what's important when you're putting yourself out as a luxury agent, or you're hoping to be a luxury agent.
Mm-hmm. And I think the definition of branding is all of the things that you just said. It is your colors. it is your font. All of those things are important. They're not the most important thing, but everyone does need to spend some time and look at what they're putting out there for the public to see. I think social media is an incredible tool for us to use when it comes to showing our successes and letting people know that we are active agents. I think that's the most important thing that social media accomplishes for us. We're active and we're informed agents. I know a lot of people do like market snapshots and, you know, the state of the market and, you know, that kind of stuff. That's great. That shows, that's a testament to your knowledge and your education. And that's important when you're dealing with million-dollar transactions. Buyers and sellers don't want to work with someone who doesn't know what's going on with interest rates. And, you know, that's just that educational and staying informed part. The other thing that I think is important with branding, and it's funny that you talk about branding and you saw my elevated branding. That was the year that my word was elevate. And that was the first thing I did was to look at my branding. And I mean, Canva is a great tool. They give you so many templates and examples that you can use. I chose very specific branding colors that I felt were elevated, but were elegant, that were authoritative. I want people to think of me as the authority in the room. I don't want to say the boss because I'm not bossy, but the authority in the room. I use black and white for all of my branding. I'll even put like black shading on it just because I think that's a very luxury brand. I mean, we had the joy of coming from a brokerage that those were our colors, black and white. It just stuck with me. But I do think my branding prior to that, my colors that I chose, I had this beautiful spring green, and that I felt like was very creative in feel. And that's because I was still maintaining my interior design business. And then I just fell in love with real estate so much that, and it quickly became, you know, very passionate for me. And that's whenever I sat down and decided, how do I brand myself? What is the best way? And that's when I chose the specific colors, the specific fonts. I changed my pictures to be, again, relating to those elevated brand. My picture that I use, I have about 5 or 6 of them. I kind of change around, but they're black suit, black shirt, black pants, black heels. And it just, I just want it to look really sleek. I want to say badass.
Hey, say it,
but,
baby.
I mean, I just want it to just look boss, you know, boss. And this woman's going to take charge.
Yeah.
And she's going to handle, you know, she's going to negotiate for me. She's going to handle it. She's going to treat my money as if it's her money, which that's exactly what I want to do. That's how I want people to feel.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love your sign design. Like, it's a clean black sign, simple text. It's not like too much text. It's not really huge text. It's clean. It's neat. So I feel like just the feel of all of that, like together, like totally makes sense. And I was just at a real estate conference over in Scottsdale, and it was put on by Riola on the national level. And it's just all of their branding, I feel like, at the company is just very sleek. It's very clean. You know, you see the logo on your shirt. It's not, you know, real broker with broker and all this together. It's just a simple anagram where you flip it upside down. It's the same. It's just a clean brand. But all of the things at this conference, the presentations, everybody's logos and everything. And actually, my daughter's getting into the real estate business as well. And I told her, I said, look, I'll just design your logo right after Sharon Srivatsa's logo, because it was just super clean, just a clean little box with his name in it. And I feel like a lot of realtors try to do so many different things with their branding, and they use the script fonts and everything, which millennials can't even read. So it's just, they do different things and they think that that's luxury, but it's kind of almost what you don't do when it comes to luxury, as far as letting the colors do the work, letting the photo really do the work, letting the presentation of the property just being super premium rather than having to overtalk it. The whole style of what you put out is clean, it's neat, it's not salesy, it's just elevating and curating a plan, and everything that you're doing just feels so different, I would say, than most agents are putting out. And that whole thing adds up to, I think, your success that you've been having for sure in this business.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, because again, it was very intentional. So I'm glad to hear that that feeling is getting out there. One quick thing I thought of also, as far as elevating, one thing that I did, and I would suggest this to any agent starting out, I decided to figure out what was my unique value that I add to the real estate experience. And that is, as we've talked about, my interior design background. Early on in my career, when I didn't really have a lot of listings, I would call fellow agents and ask, hey, can I showcase your home? And the homes that I selected were always luxury homes. And I had a videographer that would follow me, and I would point out very specific interior design features in the home, because that's what I offer that another agent may not be able to offer. And I think it's important that everybody figure out, what can I uniquely provide to this experience? And that is what I know I can provide because of my background. So I started making videos. I was very comfortable with my videographer, which is half the battle. But I started making these videos that showcased luxury homes and my comfort and my knowledge of a luxury home. And those videos got really, really good playback. I had a lot of views on them. And I think that just in a very subtle way, let people on social media who were following me, let them think, oh, this girl knows what she's talking about. She's showcasing these homes beautifully. And so I think that also gave the perception of the fact that I knew what I was doing. And it just, you know, just gave people a sense of comfort with my knowledge, my background, and my ability to showcase their homes in the same light. And that was probably before a lot of people were doing videos. Now I find it's very mainstream, and it's normal for a listing agent to have a listing video. Back then, not so much. And I think that really helped propel me into that luxury market. But again, it was very intentional. I selected those homes based on the fact that they were in the luxury price point, and it had interesting, like one of them was a house in Broussard that was not my listing, and it was actually sold to be a bridal company. It sells bride's dresses. It was a 100-year-old Queen Anne Victorian house. Absolutely stunning. But I specifically selected that one to do a video in because I knew I could talk about the antique pine floor, the leaded glass windows. I knew that I could showcase specific things that another agent could not. So all of that was very intentional. I think the point of just saying all this is you need to self-evaluate. You need to figure out, where do I want to go and how am I going to get there?
Yeah, absolutely. And perception is reality. I think that's the thing about social media. Like, all sometimes you know about anyone is what they put out on social media. So especially people who don't know us, they may only know that Jamie wears tropical hats or whatever, and he obviously is at the beach. And that may not be the reality, but it's the same thing as what you're putting out is they see Paige at a $1 million listing. They don't know that it's not your listing. They don't know that that's not your seller. They just think, hey, here's Paige talking about antique pine floors and leaded glass windows and these unique features of an old Louisiana type home and adding value and kind of not filming it from the seller's standpoint, filming it from a buyer watching a video online and what would they want to hear about when it comes to a luxury home. So I feel like perception is definitely reality when it comes to this type of thing. And if I was an agent that maybe is getting new into the business, I would be very careful about what you put out, and I would be very careful about what you're bringing into the world, because the world only knows what you show them. That's it. So I feel like that strategy, and I can see how that propelled you into success by putting out curated, clean branding of value, high quality videos. And that's how you separated yourself. So I could totally see that as being the place and how you.
Thank you.
You did
and
it.
Again, it goes to, is it luck or is it a pre-planned, really intentional, thought about plan? And I think that's good for every person, whether a real estate agent, whether a stockbroker, you know, whatever your plan is in life, you need to figure out how to get there. And what are the steps to get there? How are you going to do it? And be very intentional about it. So that would be my advice for people. And it could be someone that wants to specialize in first-time home buyers. Again, same thing. It could be someone who wants to specialize in VA loans.
you know, we have a mutual friend who was in the military. I would put red, white, and blue everywhere all over that, you know, so your branding is really important. And it's one of those intentional decisions that you need to make whenever you figure out what's my plan for my future.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just in Scottsdale, Arizona with a friend who does 55 over plus communities, and everything she puts on everything is 55 plus this, 55 plus that. She's trying to just put out whatever she wants her potential avatar client to see and feel from her. You know, she'll put out a video of I'm doing a tour at this 55 plus community, and here's some of the features of that community. And she kills it because she puts out and she attracts what she wants. And it's the same way as you're doing with luxury, is just reverse engineering it. What would my potential avatar want to see from me if I'm somebody who's owns $1 million house or owns a $10 million house in other markets? What would they want to see from me? What do they care about? What are they doing for dinner? All of those things, like that's all mm-hmm. important to put out until you actually start to receive the opportunity.
And I do think one of my intentional thoughts was, if I was scrolling through social media, what would make me stop? And that answer obviously is a beautiful home. And so I guess I used myself as if I would be my own avatar. And what would make me stop the scroll? And I think that's just good for everybody. Once you figure out who your avatar is, what's going to make you stop the scroll?
Yeah, 100% agree. And you've been able to do that well. And I will put some of Paige's contact information for her social media, so you can kind of go see her branding, see what it looks like, see what she's putting out, and then craft your own that feels like you. Because for Jamie to be all black and white wouldn't make sense for me and right. my business, you know?
Right.
So it just that's just the reality.
And we have the ability, because of social media, to really draw inspiration from lots of other realtors out there nationwide. And that would be another suggestion, is look at realtors out there, follow people that you want to be like, and draw inspiration from what they're putting out there. That's a huge avenue that we can use. See what they're doing, see what's successful, and just use that as kind of a template for what you want to do and how you want to run do your social media.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of connecting with other top agents around the country, speak to us a little bit about Real Luxury. So, you know, maybe break down exactly what Real Luxury is and how agents can be a part of it and what value they bring to the market.
Real Luxury is a division of our brokerage, Real. You have to qualify to be invited to be a part of it. And the qualifications are a little bit higher than what normal qualifications would be. So an example of that is you have to have 6 transactions over a certain price point. Where we are in Louisiana, we consider a luxury price point over $500,000. In Real Luxury, they consider that price point to be $750,000. So you need to have 6 transactions over that price point, and 3 of them need to be listings. They just want to make sure that you're a balanced agent, you know, with buy side and list side. So that would be the qualifications to do it. But we get so many opportunities. First of all, you know, the Real Luxury brand is very recognizable. And I'm reminding myself I need to get a t-shirt that says it, because I am very proud to have been invited to join it. My friend Jessica and I are the only 2 that I know of in the state of Louisiana. So we do get invited to certain masterminds. We get certain educational opportunities. It just is a very exclusive, you have to earn your way into it. So it's an exclusive membership that we get, and we can sync our listings with certain publications nationwide. So I've been really excited to be a part of it. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm very happy about it. It's been a great informational tool for me.
So what would you tell, I guess, an agent who is brand new in the business? Maybe they're a little bit down on their luck right now, and they're not having the success that they need to have. Speak to an agent who has had a little bit of struggles right now in their business, and they're looking at your level 8, 9, 10, and they're saying, you know, Paige has got it all together, but my life is a complete wreck. Like, where would you start when you've got an agent who's discouraged? What would you tell an agent that's feeling that way? That's the goal of the podcast, is not only talk about luxury and talk about the finer things in life, but talk about the nitty gritty, because you and I both have a heart for agents and we love helping agents. So speak to an agent who's feeling discouraged right now.
Yeah, I would say welcome to the club, because I think everybody is feeling a little discouraged right now. It's a tough market out there. And so I would just really encourage them to keep up the fight. Use this downtime to get your systems in check. Get your templates ready. Get your form letters. I have form letters that I send out every step of the transaction to my clients to keep the communication open. So take some time and do that. Take some time to do a listing presentation folder. Have all of your information ready for whenever that phone call comes in, because the market's going to change. It will come back. Same thing on the buy side. Get all of your paperwork in order. Get a plan. You're a big proponent of weekly email. Start a weekly email. Really look at your branding and decide, does it reflect who I am and who I want to be? Take the time. Don't go shopping. Don't sleep until 10 o'clock in the morning. Don't binge on Netflix. Take this time to really evaluate and grow your business. This is not the time to back off, to become a bump on a log. This is not the time. This is the time that you better set your business up for success, because the success is right around the corner. I feel like with these interest rates changing, I feel like we are so close. I was with my CPA this morning. I just feel like just these talks of lowering interest rates and the job numbers coming in, I feel like the tides are going to turn. It's going to be soon. I think we're going to have a good spring 2026. This is the time you better sit down and you better evaluate business, because it's going to change. It will change, and you need to have all your ducks in a row.
Yeah, absolutely. And another suggestion I make is show up. We talk about that all the time. Show up to an office. If you don't have an office, show up to podcasts, Zoom meetings, YouTube. Show up for yourself and for your business. Wake up early, put in the work. And I wanted to share something, because I know we'd wanted to share it on a previous podcast and we haven't been able to share it. But here's an example of showing up in your real estate business, because you came into my office, I guess a few months back. We were just brainstorming, chatting amongst agents. Hey, Jamie, what do you got coming up? Hey, Paige, what do you got coming up? And you said, hey, Jamie, I've got this client that heard that this particular family may be selling a home. And I said, oh my God, Paige, I know the wife, had some business dealings with her in the past. Let me just give her a call and find out if the house is actually for sale. And I did that and connected, you know, them with you. We did the first showing, and that particular showing didn't work out. But then it created this opportunity where I ended up getting this amazing listing, luxury listing. And that first client, it didn't work out for. But since you're in the luxury space, you and I worked an unbelievable deal together on a luxury home. And the whole process started from showing up at the office, having conversations with other agents. So talk to us a little bit about that story and, you know, what was important about that story to you.
Absolutely. I mean, the timing could not have worked out better. That's what I love about our office. We are a cloud-based brokerage, but yet we have a presence. We have an office. People are always working in the office. And so we are able to collaborate on even just something as basic as, how do you think about writing this language on this contract? Do you understand what I'm meaning? I had an agent come up to me yesterday and say, let me read this to you. Am I getting my point across? Do you agree with this language? But things as basic as that are things as basic as, which picture should I use? In our case, how wonderful did that work out? You got a great $1 million listing, and I happened to have a buyer that reached out to me and said, hey, that's a great house for me. And you and I got to work a great deal. So it really, because we show up, and I'm tooting your horn here, you're always at the office. You always show up and you always have your game face on and you're always talking on your phone. And I know you're not gossiping with your neighbor down the street. You're actually making business phone calls. You always show up. And that's half the battle, right? Yeah, we could stay at home and lay on the sofa and, you know, watch Netflix all day long. We have a very flexible schedule. We could do that, but that's not going to grow your business. That's not going to help you feed your family. You need to show up, you need to have your game face on, and you need to eat, sleep, and drink real estate because those deals are going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Have those conversations. Have them in person. That whole deal was created by a conversation between two friends who showed up together at the office. That's how the universe works. When you show up, you get the thing. Every single podcast that I do with these top agents around the country, around the South, their award for being successful in the business was their showing up. Nobody that I've ever had on my podcast got handed the opportunity of having a real estate business. They started from zero, and they start from zero every single year, but they show up for their clients. They show up with other agents. They show up to the office if they have one. They show up to podcasts. They show up to YouTube videos. They show up on Zooms. They show up on any place that they can to network with other agents to grow their business. So Paige, one last thing, and then we'll close it out. Let's talk about showing up. In what ways are you telling an agent that's discouraged right now to show up in their business, and then we'll close it out?
Well, I would tell anyone, driving in your car is the perfect opportunity to get educated. If you don't have a podcast on, if you're listening to Taylor Swift, you are losing money. You need to listen to a podcast. Yours is a great one. You always have agents on, and I listen to your podcast every Monday morning. I always learn something from these podcasts, but there are so many podcasts. If people want to list a podcast to listen to, call me. You will never hear music or the news. You will never hear anything. If you ever get in a car with me, a podcast will be on. It is constant. That's the only way to stay informed. This real estate market changes, I mean, not even every day, every hour. It's the only way to stay informed is to be listening to podcasts. So that's number one, education. Your local office, your local realtor association, there are so many classes that you can take. And that's a great way to educate yourself. So that would be number one, education, stay informed. Absolutely dress for success, because you never know when that call comes in. If you're wearing yoga pants and you're going to show up for a listing, who's the person of authority there? It's not you. The next thing I would say is to show up at the office. It's very important that you surround yourself with people that you want to have a business like. Collaboration is key in everything. And again, you know, I'm talking about our specific office. Everyone is so willing to help everybody out. Everyone is. Everyone wants to see each other succeed. So I encourage anyone to go to their office, even just listen to phone calls, whatever it takes to get you in the mindset of growing a real estate business. I think, you know, sitting in an office is really going to be beneficial to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing that I would add is be in the market every day. Be in the real estate market every day. Look at the hot sheet every day. Look at the new listings. Look at the new solds. Look at what expired. And then that way you're in the game, right? If you're playing tennis, you're on the tennis court. If you're playing golf, you're on the golf course. Being a realtor means being in the game, and in the game means being on the hot sheet every morning, seeing what's new, seeing what came on the market, seeing what recently sold, and then that gets the juices flowing, right? Hey, I know this person that may be interested in that home, or maybe I know that client that lives in that neighborhood, and I can shoot him a text, and hey, here's a new property that just came up in your neighborhood, thought you'd like to know about it, can't believe what price they're getting on that home, or hey, I've got this buyer I haven't reached out to in a long time, and I just realized that this home would be a great fit for them, and it's intentional reach out. So I appreciate all those great advice. And I think that if agents just continue to show up in their business, continue to show up online, continue to show up at all these things, they're going to have success. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So Paige, I appreciate you being a friend of the podcast, and being a multiple past guests. So I appreciate you so much, my friend.
I love always bouncing ideas off of you and masterminding with you. And I appreciate you having me on, Jamie.
Yeah, love it. Well, guys, we are going to put some of Paige's contact information over in the details of the podcast. And I highly encourage you guys to go follow her branding, follow her on social media, see how she's doing, see what she's doing, and see if you can elevate or you can cultivate something new. So Paige, thanks again, my friend, and I hope that you guys have an amazing day.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.